The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them so that they should not understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord. But they did not understand this saying. The reason they didn't understand this saying is because they had a different understanding in their minds. They had different understanding of who the Messiah is, and they were not willing to open up their minds and to listen to Jesus. Because the type of the Christ that Jesus was going to be was not appealing. A Christ who will accept suffering and death on the cross. That's how they saw it from the outside. But that's not the Christ that Jesus is. He's not the one who embraces suffering. He's the one who's willing to do the will of the Father out of love, even if that meant suffering and death. That's a big difference. I think even today we still don't understand sometimes pain and suffering, why people suffer, especially innocent people, victims of violence, victims of natural disasters, children dying, babies dying. And we wonder, where is God? God is there. He's always here, as we heard in that first reading. God is with us to help us get through those difficult times, those difficult moments. God is with those innocents who die because, you know, of some acts of violence or whatever it is. He's with them to welcome them into eternal life. God doesn't will for any of us to suffer or experience, you know, pain or horrible illness or whatever it is. He's a God of love that expects us to respond to his love by loving him back as we witness to it, by accepting our will, his will for us. That's why that was hard for the disciples to understand what Jesus was telling them. It just did not make sense in human wisdom or out of human understanding. Let us pray today that we be like our Blessed Mother, who despite seeing her son suffer and die the most horrible type of death, she remained faithful and trusted in God's will.